KEEP to 543-543. That's KEEP to 543-543.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at SoundHealthServices.com. SoundHealthServices.com.
Are you a cat fancier or a dog lover? No matter which, now is a great time to adopt a pet from the Humane Society of Missouri, APA Adoption Center, 5 Acres Animal Shelter, or St. Louis County Animal Care, and receive 10 $2 Dogs versus Cat Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to fill your heart and fill your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. Details at hsmo.org.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, then you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345R. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that get to grassity. Want to mow well in the higher gears? See a John Deere giving nothing runs like a deer.
Hello, Jay Randolph. Horse Talk tonight on the Big 550 at 6:30. Join me and handicapper Doug Knackman for an in-depth analysis of the Kentucky Derby. It comes up tomorrow, and it figures to be a very wide-open race. It's presented by Taco Bell, by Del Mar Gardens, and by Fairmont Park, where you can watch and wager on the first race of the Triple Crown. That's tonight, 6:30, the Big 550, Horse Talk, right here.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Hi, it's Frank. In my garage at home, there are three vehicles that have Johnny Londoff on the back. There's a Trailblazer. It's a 2004. I love that thing. It's my model year, 12 years old. There's a Tahoe and a Corvette. Those two. Those are the three vehicles I have from Johnny Londoff. I love that Tahoe. Now, a Corvette's not for everybody. For example, my wife hates Corvettes. That's why I bought it, because she hates them. But the Tahoe, it was, let's put it this way, it was such a pleasant surprise to find that it was even more vehicle than I expected it to be. It rode better. It had more stuff on it than I thought it would have. And then the ease with which you can make everything work on that car. Some cars are complicated to figure out. This is not. If you're in the market for a new Chevrolet, if you're in the market for a vehicle, and you would consider Chevrolet, then do this for us. If you're AM and the PM, you'll do this. Do not make a decision. Don't pull the trigger until you give the folks at Londoff a shot at your business. Okay? That's all we ask. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geiser here with me. And if you would like to play the Harris Challenge, now is your chance to call 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS or from your smartphone, *KTRS. If you've not been on in the last 60 days, you can get in right now. And when you're playing the Harris Challenge, you're playing for fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize!
You are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations, Florissant, and they have one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
Also, Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they have two locations. You'll love their pizza. Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
79.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have a pair of tickets. You might choose this. Tenacious Eats. which is Sunday, May 14th at
Mother's
9 a.m.
Mother's Day.
Yes, it happens to be Mother's Day. It's Movies for Foodies is how they're putting it. It's a Mother's Day brunch and then the showing of the movie
Steel Magnolias.
Yeah, so that'll be really cool.
Yeah, so you can have that or?
Or we have tickets to Trevor Moore at the Helium Comedy Club. He's appearing there May 11th through the 13th. You can check the Helium Comedy Club website for more information.
And, of course, if you get all the questions in your category right on the Harris Challenge, we give you a bonus prize.
Oh, my goodness. We give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to Candici's.net. Plus, we'll give you a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside.
Yeah.
Great for women that are having that... those hot flashes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And guys that just want to cool down, it's breezybuddy.com.
Tell you, after the weather of the last week, I could use a hot flash.
Oh, heck yeah. Me too.
Although the weather was beautiful today, and it's going to be even better over the weekend. I think it's going to get up to 70 tomorrow. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Paul, what's up?
Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on as a contestant gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can exploit the public airways for your own personal gain. Go right ahead.
Just got home getting ready for Terra Cinco de Mayo tonight.
Yeah, okay. Which category would you like in the semi-random category computer? It's going to spit out three categories. We'll end up with five contestants today, but you get your choice of three of the categories, led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention, our most topical category. And then, because they're going to be playing at the Scott Trade Center tomorrow night, we have a category called Could Be Hall, Could Be Oats. And then our third category is Cinco de Mexico.
Oh, boy.
What do you want, Mark?
Let's go. Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. A jury in St. Louis awarded $110 million to a woman who claimed what Johnson & Johnson product gave her cancer?
Talcum powder.
Correct. In what city did 18,000 Canadians sing the American National Anthem when the singer's mic malfunctioned before a playoff game this week?
Edmonton.
That was Edmonton versus the Mighty Ducks. A Virginia woman is facing a year in jail after a jury convicted her of disrupting the confirmation hearing of which Trump cabinet member by laughing?
Pass.
What has a microbrewery in Finland started selling? Beer filtered through old socks, a 1,000-pack case of beer, or a beer named Make Finland Great Again?
Filtered through socks.
No, the 1,000-pack. As of this week, what's the new name of the search engine formerly known as About.com? Is it .dash, Hyperactive, or Find It?
Find It.
It is .dash. And the time is running out, so I'll just tell you, the woman was convicted for laughing at Attorney General Jeff Sessions. She may have to do a year in jail for that. I did not know that you could be convicted and sent to jail for laughing at somebody. If that were the case, Dan Strauss would not have a career.
No.
He'd be in jail all the time.
For life. Probably be on death row.
Because he's laughing at stuff all the time.
I know.
Right there. Boom.
Yes,
that's a year.
There it is,
that's a year in jail. Right there, Dan.
I'm done.
Mark, you got the one and the two, and that's only 3 points. And so, yeah, you're going to have to be punished. Because it is Cinco de Mayo, we decided, well, let's get something Mexican on here. And, of course, when you think Mexican punishment music, you think of puppets. Or at least I do. Particularly the Mexican puppet, Cepillin. I don't know if you knew before today, Mexican puppets, huge fans of the 1970s movie Saturday Night Fever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
All right, that's enough of that. Mark, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I do. I need that on a ringtone. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Let's move on to our second contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Hey there, Paul. How are you?
Good. What do you want to plug?
You know what? I'm AM into PM, and I want to plug my wife.
Well, all right.
Wow.
Fine. Let's see what the categories are here. Oh, could be Hall, could be Oats, Cinco de Mexico, or our new third category, things about Kentucky besides the Derby.
Let's try Cinco de Mexico. Why not?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Is Cancun, Mexico, located in the Central, Mountain, or Pacific time zone?
Pacific.
No, it's Central, directly south of us. What is the capital of Mexico?
Mexico City.
Correct. Within 5 million, what is the current population of Mexico?
Oh, heck. 25
million? 119.5
million.
For 1 point each, name the 4 U.S. states that border Mexico.
Texas, Arizona, California, and... New Mexico?
You got it. What does NAFTA, which Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. signed in 1994, stand for?
North American Free Trade Agreement.
That's right. You got yourself 11 points, Mike, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woohoo! Thank you much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hope you have a good weekend as well. And here's contestant number 3. Hi, John.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
Sure. I just say my lovely wife, Kathy, and my 3 sons, Tim, Mike, and Steve.
Okay. The categories are could be Hall, could be Oates, things about Kentucky besides the Derby, or sports and showbiz week.
Let's try Hall and Oates.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. John, let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the most famous tourist attraction in Canton, Ohio? Oh, wait, stop. I forgot to say, as the lead into this, all the answers will include Hall or Oates.
Okay.
Start it up again. What is the most famous tourist attraction in Canton, Ohio?
Football Hall of Fame.
That's correct. Which cereal company makes brands like Life, Puffed Rice, and Quisp?
Quaker Oats.
Correct. What is the name of the building in Philadelphia where the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution were debated and adopted?
Independence Hall.
Correct. What expression is used to describe a young person who, for a while, does a lot of exciting things and has lots of sexual relationships?
Sowing the wild oats.
Correct. Which famous New York concert venue is located at 881 7th Avenue?
Carnegie Hall.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge and get the clean sweep.
Outstanding.
15 points, John. Nicely done. Hang on.
Thank you, sir.
You got a lot of prizes coming your way. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get them.
Thanks, buddy.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Go ahead and use the airwaves to exploit exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
Go Cards.
Okay. You don't want to even throw in a Let's Go Blues?
I think it's kind of pointless.
Oh, he's giving up.
Yeah. They still have to play tonight, but
I think a lot of people are kind of feeling how you feel. Yes.
All right, we've got 2 categories left here, Steve. We have Sports and Showbiz Week, or Things About Kentucky Besides the Derby.
Let's go with Sports and Showbiz.
60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose name now appears next to Kelly Ripa's in the title of a syndicated morning TV show?
Ryan Seacrest.
That's correct. Which late night host did an emotional monologue this week about the medical problems of his newborn son? Jimmy Kimmel is right. Which cable network morning duo announced they're engaged this week? In what Major League Baseball park did a man propose to his girlfriend via the Jumbotron on Sunday night, only to have her say no? Say what?
Fenway
Park is right. Which classic rock band is suing a hotel in Mexico for exploiting the name of one of its biggest hits from 1976?
Eagles.
That's right. That's right. Back to the 3-pointer for the clean sweep. Which cable network morning duo announced they're engaged this week?
I have no clue whatsoever.
I will tell you, it's not Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski from Morning Joe on MSNBC.
The weird thing is, I saw the headline online, but I didn't bother to read it, you know?
No.
Should have.
Yeah. You know, it was even harder for me. I had to figure out how to spell Brzezinski. Steve, you got the 1, the 2, the 4, and the 5. That's 12 points, and you're a winner, too. Congratulations.
All right, thanks, Paul.
You're very welcome.
Weekend.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Before I get to our fifth contestant, I just have to tell you the most ironic thing I saw anywhere today. Did you know that the Kentucky Coal Museum has solar panels on the roof?
No, I did not.
Let's think about that for just a second. It's the Coal Museum with solar panels on the roof, which brings us to our final contestant today. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, how you doing, Paul?
I'm good. I mentioned that because our final category here is going to be about Kentucky. But first, go ahead and plug something.
Well, first of all, my neighbor and Let's Go Blues.
Okay. The category is things about Kentucky besides the Derby, which they're going to run tomorrow. And by the way, we'll have a special about that tonight with Jay Randolph Sr. at 6:30 this evening on our sports show. So 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who introduced his incandescent light bulb to the public for the first time at the Southern Exposition in Kentucky in 1883?
Thomas Edison.
Correct. Who is the only First Lady of the United States to be born in Kentucky?
Pass.
Which state was home to the first KFC restaurant? Was it Kentucky, or was it Utah, or was it Florida?
Trick question, I'll say Florida.
It was Utah. Kentucky is home to the world's longest cave. What's it called?
Pass.
Which sticky 3M paper product is manufactured exclusively in Cynthiana, Kentucky?
Sandpaper?
Post-it notes. Back to the two-pointer. Who is the only First Lady of the United States to be born in Kentucky?
I'm just drawing a blank.
I'll tell you, you have to go back to the 19th century for this one.
Yes. Before my time.
It was slightly before my time, too. Mary Todd Lincoln was born in Kentucky, and Kentucky's biggest cave is Mammoth Cave, and thus the name. And so, Brian, you ended up with just Thomas Edison for 1 point, and that means I have to punish you as well. The good news is you don't have to hear that song by Cepillin, the Mexican puppet. Instead, you have to hear this song by Cepillin, the Mexican puppet. I like the way the lyrics don't fit the beat, so he squeezes the extra syllables in like they don't matter.
Yeah, that's a real word.
And that's why we need a wall.
Oh, man.
Brian, I'm glad you played. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, guys. You too.
The Harris Challenge comes your way every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. You can also catch up with previous challenges you've missed by going to my website, harrisonline.com. When we come back, Mike Evans reports on the world of showbiz gossip, and then I'll have this week's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Crews are still working with the accident on eastbound 40 between Clayton Warson and McKnight. Only the left lane is getting through, and that has hockey people coming in jammed up from Clarkson all the way into where this accident is. Now, you've got westbound drivers slowing from about Boyle out through past McKnight as folks slowing down to take a look at that accident. They're still working with the accident on westbound Highway 70 before Highway A. Only the left lane is blocked now, but traffic is backing up to about TR Hughes, a little east of that. We have eastbound Highway 270 is running slow from 370 around the bend through New Florissant. We've got an accident now reported on Highway 67 near Meyer Road, south of Festus. It's causing delays in both directions there. Southbound 270, it's jamming up now from Page down through Marshall Road. You've got southbound 170 that's heavy from Olive down through Highway 40. And it looks like on southbound Telegraph, we're getting a little bit better now. We're jammed up from 255 through Baumgartner. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples Print and Marketing Services has low prices on printing solutions for your business, like color copies and presentations or custom business cards and banners. More at Staples Stores or staples.com/smallbiz. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
What I appreciate about my mother is the fact that she was always involved in my upbringing.
Your mom. If it wasn't for her labors,
both literally and figuratively, you wouldn't be here.
My mom is the most dedicated woman that I know to all of her kids.
No matter what the problem was, my mom was always there for me.
Whether it was homework, brownie meetings, friendships.
That's why KTRS is celebrating mothers everywhere with the Mother's Day Appreciation Giveaway. From now until May 12th, go to KTRS.com and click on the contest tab to win a Mother's Day gift pack from one of our sponsors to help you treat your mom right. In fact, we have five Mother's Day gift packs from Tide Dry Cleaning and Better Life Maids.
My mom was always so good to me. She didn't force me to eat all my tuna casserole and fed it to my dog, Kramer.
The Mother's Day Appreciation Giveaway is sponsored by Better Life Maids, Tide Dry Cleaning, The Muni, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Terminix 1 to Terminix 2. I've discovered the secret location of the termite colony. I'm moving in.
Roger that. Need backup? We have a team 10,000 strong.
I'm going in alone. Must take termites out before they cause more destruction.
You could be outnumbered 1,000,000 to 1.
At Terminix, we like those odds.
Don't let termites invade your home. Once they start, they are relentless, eating every minute of every day. Termites are never satisfied, so take immediate action. Call Terminix at 1-800-300-1452. As America's leading termite control provider, Terminix will do whatever it takes to stop termites in their tracks with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Termites never stop trying to get in. Terminix never stops working to keep them out. And if they ever come back, so will Terminix.
Mission accomplished.
Termites reported on Park Street.
Let's go. Not a moment to lose.
For a free termite inspection, call the experts at Terminix, Defenders of Home. 1-800-300-1452. 1-800-300-1452.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-700-1368. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-700-1368. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-700-1368. 1-800-700-1368.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com. Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Jerry Callahan, pharmacist and owner of six metro area medicine shop pharmacies. And I want to invite you to any one of the more than 25 metro area medicine shop pharmacies to experience what pharmacy is supposed to be. At Medicine Shop, we value your time and your health. We don't just fill your prescriptions. We help you manage your health. So if you're tired of impersonal pharmacy service and long wait times, come experience the Medicine Shop Pharmacy difference. Can't come to us? We'll deliver to you at your home or where you work.
Come visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Sappington, Missouri on Gravois.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
I'm Lynn Schmickens, pharmacist and owner of Medicine Shop in Afton. We are at the corner of McKenzie and Heggie next to Fortell's Pizza. We offer free prescription delivery in Afton, Webster, Lime, Oakville, and Melville. Come see us.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They'll be broadcasting live from Flanagan Paint and Supply's new location at the intersection of Clayton and Clarkson in Ellisville.
It's the Inside Out Show, live on remote.
That's my line.
That's this Saturday. The Inside Out Show, live from Flanagan Paint and Supply, a family-owned and operated full-service decor store.
Come and join us.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yes, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, this portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I thought that if the weather of the last week had kept going, Annie Gunn's would do it again, being the only place you could see after the flooding. And there are parts of our town near the Merrimack River, in Eureka, and Arnold, where if they had a pig on the roof like Annie Gunn's does, that would be the only thing you could see. The good news is the sun came out today and it's going to stay out for the rest of the weekend. Well, not at night, but Saturday and Sunday look like they're going to be sunny and nice as well. So that's a good time to head to Annie Gunn's and get a great meal, or go to the Smokehouse Market next door and get some great stuff to take home for the weekend. Maybe do some grilling with the fresh meats they have in the display case there. Great stuff from Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, which sponsor this gentleman who joins us now live from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, homie.
Thank you. Right back at you.
You guys celebrate it there in Missouri?
Well, what do you mean by celebrate?
Yeah. Every Mexican restaurant does,
You mean Missouri?
I mean, all the non-Mexican restaurants are also selling cerveza.
Yes.
They want to get you in there.
Margarita.
Yeah.
Who corrected me when I said Missouri?
You said Missouri.
Dan said, Dan.
Yeah, that was Dan.
You said Missouri. You go, do you do that in Missouri?
Dan.
Yes. We have politicians that say
I
Missouri.
I have been in Missouri longer than you have.
OMG. Well, you said Missouri.
I don't think so.
No, you did.
Oh, maybe I did.
Mike, I got to tell you, this is the first time Dan has completely ruined your report in a long time.
Man, I'm sorry.
Dan's my homeboy.
I'm sorry.
The best.
All right.
Hey, before reviewing Guardians, your pop quiz question, name the name of the Guardian star whose number one and number two hobbies are hunting and fishing and spends every free moment doing one or the other. Kurt Russell, Vin Diesel, Bradley Cooper, Chris Pratt. Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Did you see it, homie?
I haven't seen any Guardians movies.
Home run. Yeah, cast is fabulous. This is one of those kind of movies. It's really made the way it's supposed to be. Unique script, exciting, visually explosive, great special effects. They make fun of themselves as well as their enemies, so it's funny. There's some twists here. You need a scorecard to figure out who's on whose team. There's a little bit of that going on. Rated PG-13, a little long at 137 minutes, but still 3 stars.
No movie should be 137 minutes. No movie.
I agree. I totally agree. Maybe Titanic.
Nope.
Love Nugget. Scoop is weekend. Would marry Selena Gomez tomorrow, but Selena says not so fast. Word is that she still has a thing for Justin Bieber, but Selena says Justin Bieber is just too immature.
Yeah, what?
Would she change her name to Selena End?
Scoop. Back in, I don't even know what his real name is. Do you?
No. And I don't care.
I don't care either. Scoop is back in the day when you know we were married in Springfield, Cheryl and I,
mm-hmm.
went to South Haven Baptist. The Pitt family all went to South Haven Baptist. Brad was into the church, but then when he went to college, traded into church for booze, and he's now admitted he's been an alcoholic all these years. But I'm hearing not only is he getting away from the booze, but he's also coming back to a more wholesome life, which I think would be a great.
Mm.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'd be good.
Anytime somebody with that problem gets over it, I'm happy for them.
Odds and Ends, it started years ago to get ready for his first Mission Impossible movie. Tom Cruise started riding one of the top Harley-Davidson bikes. Who rides motorcycles there?
I don't think any of us.
Yeah, none
How about Dan
this room? No.
A CVO Street Glider is what he drives. $30,000 Harley. And now that's all he rides. He doesn't drive cars. Very seldom will he drive a car. He's always on his motorcycle. Tomorrow, Kentucky Derby.
Oh, I know.
And how about Patch, the one-eyed horse? Patch is 30-1. He only has one eye, and it's his left eye. And I don't know what has since he's turning left the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know how that really works. But I think it's kind of cool. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch it every year?
Yeah.
I do.
My wife makes us record it, and we watch it, and then we go, okay, that's over.
It's amazing how long they've stretched that short race into, like, I think, what did they...
The pregame tomorrow starts at 1:30. The race isn't until 5:42.
Yeah,
really?
It's like 5 hours now. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
They make it an event.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
New York Post headline, the 82-year-old Bonanno crime family boss, Vincent Asaro, has been in jail for decades, and while taking a shower in prison before a court date on Wednesday, he slipped and fell, threw his back out, had to be rushed to the hospital.
Oh, what a shame.
New York Post headline screamed, "The mob boss is a fall guy."
Oh. Okay.
You like that one?
That's good.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
And finally,
no.
It's Aloha Friday, don't wait till Monday, hey. We're going to play the Aloha Friday. And again, ¿Cómo está? Happy Cinco de Mayo. Lily Okalani, Lani, Ani, Oki, Luku, and Akaka, and Hui, Hui, Ho. Chiluwe, Kamiki, Kara, Hu.
Adios, amigos.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Yani, Ona, Nana, Lula, Hawaii.
You think those are all the Spanish words he knows?
Yeah, yes,
probably. We just heard Mike's entire Spanish vocabulary. Before I get the knuckleheads in the news, I just Googled this because we were talking about the rain and how much we've gotten here. If we had gotten snow instead of rain, 1 inch of rain, and we got, what did you say, Dan, 9 or 10 inches in this area in the last week? 1 inch of rain equals 13 inches of snow.
Oh, my goodness. 1 inch of rain equals 13 inches of snow?
Yes. So that would have been over 100 inches.
Wow.
That's, you know, 8, 9 feet of snow. Although they say it can, the ratio can vary. It could be 2 inches for sleet equals 13 inches If you're getting very dry, powdery snow, 1 inch of rain can equal 50 inches.
Holy moly.
Which is what they call a heavenly day at Hidden Valley.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, man.
But we don't get that kind of stuff in the winter, and I'm glad.
And you can't get there, though, if you have that much snow.
You just ski there.
Yeah,
you're all good. Wow. All right, now knuckleheads in the news, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Call them at 314-652-3456 or download the STL Taxi app and let Laclede Cab pick you up. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We start with one of the most bizarre stories I've seen in a long time. In the United Arab Emirates, a company has announced plans to tow icebergs from Antarctica to the Middle East. As a new source of fresh water in the region, the company says that the move could cause a significant climate change in the region, as the cold air gushing out from an iceberg close to the shores of the Arabian Sea could cause rainstorms all year round. The company also said icebergs off the coast of Fujairah, I think it's pronounced, would also be a unique tourist attraction. Well, sure, nobody there's ever seen an iceberg. Once they have it in place, the plan is to chip blocks of ice off the top of the iceberg above the waterline and then crush that pure polar ice into drinking water, which would be stored in large water tanks and then filtered through a water processing plant. This is after they tow an iceberg from Antarctica. Scientists say an iceberg, the average iceberg, has 20 billion gallons of water. So they did the math, and they think that would be enough to give clean, fresh water to 1 million people for 5 years. But you have to tow an iceberg from Antarctica to the Middle East.
Crazy.
To the Arabian Sea. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for story number two from Vero Beach, Florida, where Eric Smallwood pulled his car up behind a police officer at the public boat ramp and walked up to the officer and said, "You want to make an arrest?" And the officer said, "Yeah, why?" And he said, "Arrest me, I'm drunk." The officer noted that Smallwood did smell of booze and had glassy eyes. He said, "Do you want to take a field sobriety test?" He said, "Sure." Failed. "You want to take a breath test?" "Sure." Three times. Blew an average of .274. That's like triple the legal limit. He was laughing the whole time and completely cooperative with the cop. And when the officer said, "You know what? I am going to have to arrest you for DUI," he said, "That's what I told you." Story three from contributor Terry Weatherford. The story from Kaiser, Oregon, where the cops responded to a call about two men fighting, and when they got there, they saw one guy had another guy in a chokehold and was trying to push him into a wood chipper. Another employee from that company intervened, helped get the attacker off the victim, who told police, "I have no idea why he was attacking me, but thank you for saving me from the wood chipper." The attacker has been arrested on charges of assault and attempted murder. Story four from our colleague Jim Hewer. It's a story from Santa Fe, New Mexico, where sheriff deputies spotted a man walking down the road barefoot, his feet full of cactus. So they offered him a ride. It turned out the guy had gotten into the car with the sheriff's deputies, even though he's an escapee from the state penitentiary. He had walked out the front door. So instead of a homeless shelter, the deputies put him back behind bars and found out that the man, Raymond Lopez, who they had caught, had found some civilian clothes in a shakedown cell at the prison and put them on and walked out the unlocked front door. Let me say that again. The unlocked front door of the state prison. Now, I love this. A penitentiary spokesperson says procedures will be reviewed and some changes might have to take place. You think? And we finished today in Lexington, Kentucky, where University of Kentucky statistics instructor John Kane was working late in his office Tuesday night. About midnight, he went out to get something to eat, got back about 1:30, tried to unlock the door, but it was blocked by something. He knew there were people in his office, so he yelled out, "I'm calling the police." Moments later, the door swung open. Two students ran past him down the hallway. Shortly after police arrived, Henry Lynch, one of the students, returned and confessed, explaining he had climbed through the building's air ducts to the ceiling above Kane's office and dropped down into the room, then unlocked the door and let in his friend, Troy. The plan was to steal a statistics exam and get the answers. You see, Henry is in John Kane's class there and knew he didn't know it. Instead of studying for the statistics exam, he'd spent the last 2 days figuring out how to get into the ductwork, even though it wasn't his first time. He actually had successfully stolen another exam from Kane's office earlier in the semester and admitted he had done it three other times before that. He told the authorities he had never shared the answers with other students. But they don't believe him. Now they're trying to figure out how did he get into the central core of the building, which is the only way he could access the ductwork. I would see if this guy wants to be in the engineering program. Forget about statistics. He's been charged with third-degree burglary, and the teacher has changed the exam questions. And those are your knuckleheads of the news today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, to finish the show, I have to tell this story. I don't know if Frank told this one yesterday. Did he tell the story about the blind author?
No.
No?
Okay. There's some website called Now I Know. They posted this 2 days ago. And I'm just going to read this to you, because I couldn't believe this, and I don't think you will either. A woman in Dorset, England, named Trish Vickers, started writing a book back in 2010 when she was 59 years old. She decided to pick up a pen and paper and put words to page. Okay, there's nothing odd about that. The odd thing about this is that Trish Vickers is blind. And she was writing a book with pen and paper. She had used rubber bands placed around the paper to make sure she didn't run off the page. And she would write the pages, give them to her son, who would type them up, and then come back once a week and read the story back to her to see if she wanted to change anything. Okay, so her son Simon one day shows up expecting to pick up 26 new pages that his mother had written. But when he looked at the pages, he was shocked to see that they were blank. Trish didn't know it at the time, but the pen she had been using had run out of ink.
Oh!
She's blind.
Oh.
When she found out about it, she was devastated. And so was Simon. But then Simon had an idea. What if we call the forensics people in the local police department? Maybe they can help. So he called headquarters in Dorset, and the officers there volunteered to work during their breaks and their free time using their forensic tools, and 5 months later, they recovered Trish's never-written words.
Wow.
Because the pen that she'd been pressing down on the paper with didn't leave ink, but it made indentations. Yeah. And they used a combination of various lights at different angles to see if they could get the impression made by the pen, and they did. Trish kept writing. She authored a total of 110,000 words for this book, and a couple of months ago, now suffering from a terminal case of cancer, she was able to find a publisher to turn her manuscript into a printed and bound book, and on March 9th, her publisher, Magic Oxygen, delivered the first edition of her book, which is called Granifer's Legacy. And later that day, the cancer got her, and Trish died.
Whoa.
But how about that?
Wow.
Blind woman writes a book that gets published only because the police were able to go in and figure out what was on the paper with no ink. I love that story, and I leave you with that as our inspirational story of the weekend. Hope you get to dry out your basement and everything else in your neighborhood from the rain from the last week and get to enjoy the sunshine of the next couple of days. Let's go Blues tonight.
Yes.
And on behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and Max and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right, and Tim Weiland has a final check on traffic for us, Tim.
All right, let's give you some good news. They cleared the accident westbound 70 before Highway A, so now traffic is just slow from T.R. Hughes out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard, but it's thinning out. They also cleared the accident on eastbound Highway 40 between Clayton Warson and McKnight. Now, traffic is still stop and go from 141 into Big Bend, but then things open up after that. They are working with the new accident. It looks like it's on the left shoulder, possibly blocking in the left lane on eastbound Highway 270 at West Florissant, and traffic jamming up to a little bit west of Lindbergh. Now, southbound 270 looking a bit better. You're slowing out from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, the two right lanes from Lindbergh down through Highway 270. Eastbound 40 downtown has to the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything is thinned out there. And westbound westbound 70. Oh, they're also working with an accident on eastbound 70 before 270. At last check, two lanes were blocked there. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples Print and Marketing Services has low prices on printing solutions for your business, like color copies and presentations or custom business cards and banners. More at Staples Stores or staples.com/smallbiz. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
This is still a very real threat.
As the Merrimack River recedes, the Mississippi River continues to rise. The area is still under threat of flooding.
It was a water problem, but not the flood that almost forced the shutdown of a Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo.
Game 5 of the Blues and Predators just an hour away. What fans are doing to support their team and local flood victims.
First at 6, after days of rain and flooding, beautiful sunny blue skies are helping to kick off the weekend. Today's sunshine and warmer temperatures are just the beginning.
Let's give you a live look downtown, or just keep looking at that picture. It's a pretty picture. Look at all those pictures.
All pretty.
We're going to go with Dave Murray, who's got the good news for
us. Anything with that in it is a pretty picture, no question. Big